Now, though, we're going to talk about Castle Island. The draft Castle Island Town Centre First Master Plan and Public Realm Plan is now live for public consultation. With me in the line to talk about this is Independent Councillor on the Castle Island Coquina Municipal District, Councillor Jackie Healy-Ray. Jackie, good morning to you and thanks for joining us this morning. Now, I understand this is coming live today. There'll be a public engagement event today from 3 to 7. And this is, I suppose, plans for the future of Castle Island and how it will look.
Yes, Jerry, good morning to you and to all your listeners. The Castle Island Master Plan is something that has been long sought, I suppose, to be fair, even prior to my time on the council. It's something that people like Michael John Carney, the chairperson of the Chamber Alliance in Castle Island, has been seeking for many, many years, and of two course, many of the business people in the town. It's something, Jerry, that is going to be able to be used as a springboard for Castle Island to draw down significant funding in grants to enhance the town. The town, while it is thriving and it's doing very well, Jerry, the town is still kind of in a pre-bypass era, if that makes sense. And this master plan will give people the chance to see what Castle Island can look like now post the bypass. Be that in the public realm space, be it in how the traffic even flows through the town, how we use our public spaces and amenity areas. And there has been significant consultation on this already, but I suppose it's the first time that the overall finished draft is being put out to the people. That event, Jerry, actually is taking place on Tuesday, the 11th, between 3 and 7 in the River Island Hotel. And I suppose the biggest message that I want people to take away is to get involved, to make sure that your voice is heard. This is your town. It's how Castle Island is going to be shaped over the next number of years. It's how we as councillors, working in conjunction with people like Michael John Carney and the Chamber Alliance, will be able to use the master plan in order to draw down significant funding, Jerry, that is now available for things like town and village renewal and outdoor infrastructure projects. But you have to have a plan, Jerry. You can't just go looking for funding here there without having a plan. And now Castle Island will have their master plan. And while sometimes it's often talked about that, you know, that we're the poor relation when it comes to like Tralee and Killarney and things like that, this plan gives us the platform in order. But again, it's nothing without the involvement of its people, Jerry, because when eventually that we'll start getting grants and things like that, and when people aren't happy, and if they hadn't had their say in the master plan, well then now's your time to have the, because this is again how the town is going to be shaped over the next number of years.
Yeah, it is. And with that in mind, like, I know the plan in detail looks at, like, it's called the health check, and looks at what Castle Island is today before looking at what it might be or what it wants to be. One of the pluses for the town is its connectivity, within easy reach of Tralee and Killarney, within minutes of an airport, connected to Limerick via that road as well. That is the case. But on the other side, that could be a concern, that it becomes a place that people pass through rather than see as a destination.
Well, to be fair, Jerry, and again, I know that the Chamber Alliance are very active on this. The town is thriving. The town is doing very well. Even when you compare it to some of our bigger towns, I would say that Castle Island has really held its own throughout the difficult times, be it with the concern initially with the bypass, or be it during times like COVID and things like that. The town has done very well. But the town, again, in my eyes, and I've said this at council meetings, it's still stuck in that kind of pre-bypass era. It's still shaped like the town that you pass through on the way to Dublin. And it's not that anymore, Jerry. And while, yes, that this is kind of a health check, there is also ideas in it, and there is a kind of draft ideas of how things could be shaped and done differently within the town. And it's very, very important that people have their say in that. You are right. It is so connected, Jerry. We're so lucky in Castle Island to have good roads out of every side of it, to be close to a train station in Farn 4, and to be close to an airport. Very few places have that, Jerry. And it's the gateway to Kerry. It's the first town that you meet when you're coming down from the Limerick side. People in Castle Island are always so proud of their town, and it's so vital now that they have a say, that they go to the event next Tuesday in the River Island Hotel between 3 and 7. They see what the consultants will be there. You'll have people from the council there. You'll have people from the town team. And Jerry, I just want to, again, compliment the town team led by Michael John Carney on the Chamber Alliance, who put so much work into this. It's a long time coming, Jerry, and I just really hope that the people in the town will see it the way that I see it, as something extremely positive for the town, something that we will be able to use as a springboard and a platform to make Castle Island an even better place to work, to live in, and to visit, Jerry, because that's what we all want.
And this covers everything. It's urban planning, it's accessibility, it's traffic, it's parking, it's, you know, all those sort of nuts and bolts issues as well. So if everyone wants to have their say about what they feel needs to happen next Tuesday, the 11th, not today, next Tuesday, 11th, is the time to get involved. Issues about land use, you know, health, heritage and conservation, tourism, all those aspects of it, and community recreation as well, and sporting infrastructure, all those things
Absolutely.
Discussed in the plan.
Absolutely, Jerry. And again, it's about being proud of the town that we have, but looking at what we can do to make it an even better place. And I think that this plan will give us the blueprint and the platform in able to do that. An awful lot of work has gone into it, an awful lot of work in even securing the fact that we have a plan. It took a long time to get to this stage. And I just want the message to go out for people to get involved, have your say, because it's so vital that when plans like this are happening, it's far, far too often people, it's after the fact that people say, oh, we should have done this or that. Get involved now and have your say on the future of Castle Island.
Okay, all right, Jackie, we'll leave it there. Thanks very much.
Thanks,
for that. That's Jackie Healy Ray, councillor on that. That's Tuesday, November 11th from 3 to 7 p.m. It's next Tuesday, River Island Hotel, Castle Island. The public engagement event is being held by Arup Consultants. And you can check out that plan if you go to Kerry County Council's website, or if you just Google Castle Island Master Plan, but KerryCoco/Castle Island Master Plan. That'll take you to the plan. You can see all the details in relation to that.